Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
It is Tuesday, the 20th of August at 6:32. Coming up in today's show, we'll be talking about ed tech and grinds. I'll be chatting to one of the bosses of the Food Standards Authority in all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Owen Burke Kennedy in the Irish Times reports that the government has been urged to reintroduce Section 23 tax breaks for builders and developers in the upcoming budget in a bid to boost the supply of rental properties. Under the original tax relief scheme, which was discontinued after the crash, investors were allowed generous tax breaks for renovating or buying properties, mainly in inner city areas, for rental market. The Institute of Professional Auctioneers and Valuers said the relief would enable an investor to offset taxable rental income for buying a new property for rental purposes. Under the original provision, full rental relief was generally contingent upon property being let for 10 years. The Press Association reports that the fashion chain Ted Baker will close all its stores across the UK and Ireland this week, bringing to an end its position on high streets and putting more than 500 jobs at risk. Its 31 remaining stores, including outlets in Kildare, Belfast and Dublin, will close before the end of the day today, and the website has also been pulled. Ted Baker was founded by Ray Kelvin, who opened his first shop in Glasgow in 1988, and the brand's clothing and accessories were widely recognised for their patterns and florals. Its future was put at risk when the firm behind its UK shops, No Ordinary Designer Label Limited, collapsed into administration in March. A different American company, Authentic Brands, which owns Ted Baker's intellectual property, said despite tireless efforts, it could not overcome the financial issues that the business had faced. Emer Walsh in the Irish Examiner reports that SMEs accounted for 43% of turnover recorded in 2022, according to the CSO. Publishing its Business in Ireland summary results, the agency recorded a total turnover of 1.29 trillion euros for 2022. With gross value added, which measures the value of producers add to the goods and services that they buy, reaching 424 million billion euro. SMEs accounted for 99.8% of all businesses in the Republic of Ireland in 2022, with enterprises with less than 250 staff members employing more than two-thirds of all those working in Ireland. SMEs were also responsible for 41% of GVA 2 years ago. The number of enterprises in the structural business economy was 389,000, with just under 2.3 million employed last year.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.